Prince William, Duke of Gloucester, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, available at en.wikipedia.org. Prince William, Duke of Gloucester, July 24, 1689 through July 30, 1700, was the son of Princess Anne, later Queen of England, Ireland, and Scotland, from 1702, and her husband, Prince George, Duke of Cumberland. He was their only child to survive infancy. Styled Duke of Gloucester, he was viewed by contemporaries as a Protestant champion because his birth seemed to cement the Protestant succession established in the Glorious Revolution that had deposed his Catholic grandfather, James II, the previous year. Gloucester's mother was estranged from her brother-in-law and cousin, William III, and her sister, Mary II, but supported links between them and her son. He grew close to his uncle William, who created him a Knight of the Garter, and his Aunt Mary, who frequently sent him presents. At his nursery in Camden House, Kensington, he befriended his Welsh body servant, Jenkin Lewis, whose memoir of the Duke is an important source for historians, and operated his own miniature army called the House Guards, which eventually comprised 90 boys. Gloucester's precarious health was a constant source of worry to his mother. His death in 1700 at the age of 11 precipitated a succession crisis, as his mother was the only individual remaining in the Protestant line of succession established by the Bill of Rights, 1689. The English Parliament did not want the throne to revert to a Catholic, and so passed the Act of Settlement, 1701, which settled the throne of England on Electress Sophia of Hanover, a cousin of King James, and her Protestant heirs. Section 1, Birth and Health. In late 1688, in what became known as the Glorious Revolution, the Roman Catholic King James of England, Scotland, and Ireland was deposed by his Protestant nephew and son-in-law, Dutch stadtholder William Henry of Orange. William and his wife, James's elder daughter Mary, were recognized by the English and Scottish parliaments as king and queen. As they had no children, Mary's younger sister, Anne, was designated their heiress presumptive. The accession of William and Mary and the succession through Anne were enshrined in the Bill of Rights, 1689. Anne was married to Prince George of Denmark and Norway, and in their 6 years of marriage, Anne had been pregnant 6 times, but none of her children had survived. At the end of her 7th pregnancy, at 5 a.m., on July 24, 1689, she was delivered of a son in Hampton Court Palace. As it was usual for the births of potential heirs to the throne to be attended by several witnesses, the king and queen and most of the persons of quality about the court were present. 3 days later, the newborn baby was baptized William Henry, after his uncle, King William, by Henry Compton, Bishop of London. The king, who was one of the godparents along with the Marchioness of Halifax and the Lord Chamberlain, Lord Dorset, declared him Duke of Gloucester, although the peerage was never formally created. Gloucester was second in line to the throne after his mother, and because his birth secured the Protestant succession, he was the hope of the Revolution's supporters. The ode, The Noise of Foreign Wars, attributed to Henry Purcell, was written in celebration of the birth. Other congratulatory odes, such as Purcell's last royal ode, Who Can From Joy Refrain, and John Blow's The Duke of Gloucester's March and A Song Upon the Duke of Gloucester, were to follow on his birthdays in later years. However, supporters of James, the Jacobites, spoke of Gloucester as a sickly and doomed usurper. Despite being described as a brave, lively-like boy, Gloucester became ill with convulsions when he was 3 weeks old, so his mother moved him into Craven House, Kensington, hoping that the air from the surrounding gravel pits would have a beneficial effect on his health. As was usual among royalty, Gloucester was placed in the care of a governess, Lady Fitzharden, and was suckled by a wet nurse, Mrs. Pack, rather than his mother. As part of his treatment, Gloucester was driven outside every day in a small open carriage, pulled by Shetland ponies, to maximize his exposure to the air of the gravel pits. The effectiveness of Gloucester's treatment having exceeded their expectations, Princess Anne and Prince George acquired a permanent residence in the area, Camden House, a Jacobean mansion, in 1690. It was here that Gloucester befriended Welsh body servant Jenkin Lewis, whose memoir of his master is an important source for historians. Throughout his age, Gloucester suffered from a recurrent ague, which was treated with regular doses of Jesuit's bark, an early form of quinine, by his physician, John Radcliffe. Gloucester disliked the treatment intensely, and usually vomited after being given it. Possibly as a result of hydrocephalus, he had an enlarged head, which his surgeons pierced intermittently to draw off fluid. He could not walk properly, and was apt to stumble. Nearing the age of 5, Gloucester refused to climb stairs without 2 attendants to hold him, which Lewis blamed on indulgent nurses who overprotected the boy. His father birched him until he agreed to walk by himself. Corporal punishment was usual at the time, and such treatment would not have been considered harsh. Section 2. Education. Gloucester's language acquisition was delayed. He did not speak correctly until the age of 3, and consequently, the commencement of his education was postponed by a year. The Reverend Samuel Pratt, a Cambridge graduate, was appointed the Duke's tutor in 1693. Lessons concentrated on geography, mathematics, Latin, and French. Pratt was an enemy of Jenkin Lewis, and they frequently disagreed over how Gloucester should be educated. Lewis remained Gloucester's favorite attendant because, unlike Pratt, he was knowledgeable in military matters and could therefore help him with his house guards, a miniature army consisting of local children. Over a couple of years from 1693, the size of the army grew from 22 to over 90 boys. Princess Anne had fallen out with her sister and brother-in-law, William and Mary, and reluctantly agreed to the advice of her friend, the Countess of Marlborough, that Gloucester should visit his aunt and uncle regularly to ensure their continued goodwill towards him. In an attempt to heal the rift, Anne invited the king and queen to see Gloucester drill the house guards. After watching the boys' display at Kensington Palace, the king praised them and made a return visit to Camden House the following day. Gloucester drew closer to his aunt and uncle. The queen bought him presents from his favorite toy shop regularly. Her death in 1694 led to a superficial reconciliation between Anne and William, which occasioned a move to St. James's Palace, London. Gloucester having tired of him, Lewis only attended St. James's every 2 months. On his 7th birthday, Gloucester attended a ceremony at St. George's Chapel, Windsor Castle, to install him as a Knight of the Order of the Garter, an honor the king had given him 6 weeks before. Gloucester became ill during the celebratory banquet afterwards and left early, but after his recovery went deer hunting in Windsor Great Park, where he was blooded by Samuel Masham, his father's page. Princess Anne wrote to the Countess of Marlborough, "My boy continues yet very well, and looks better, I think, than ever he did in his life. I mean more healthy, for though I love him very well, I can't brag of his beauty." During the trial of Sir John Fenwick, who was implicated in a plot to assassinate King William, Gloucester signed a letter to the king promising his loyalty. "I, your majesty's most dutiful subject, the letter read, "had rather lose my life in your majesty's cause than in any man's else, and I hope it will not be long ere you conquer France." Added to the letter was a declaration by the boys in Gloucester's army, We, your majesty's subjects, will stand by you until we have a drop of blood. In 1697, Parliament granted King William £50,000 to establish a house for the Duke of Gloucester, though the king only permitted the release of £15,000, keeping the difference for himself. The establishment of Gloucester's own household in early 1698 revived the feud between Anne and William. William was determined to limit Anne's involvement in the household, and therefore appointed, against her wishes, the Low Church Gilbert Burnet, Bishop of Salisbury, as Gloucester's preceptor. Anne was High Church, and Burnet, knowing she was unhappy, attempted to decline the appointment, but the king insisted he accept it. Anne's anger was only placated by an assurance from King William that she could choose all the lower servants of the household. The Earl of Marlborough, a friend of Anne's, was appointed Gloucester's governor, after the Duke of Shrewsbury declined the office on the grounds of ill health. Shortly before he sailed for the Netherlands, the king received Anne's choices from Marlborough, but he refused to confirm them. His favorite, the Earl of Albemarle, eventually convinced him to agree to Anne's appointments, and the king's acceptance was sent from the Netherlands in September 1698. The Marlboroughs' 12-year-old son, Lord Churchill, was appointed Gloucester's master of the horse and became a friend and playmate. Abigail Hill, a kinswoman of the Countess of Marlborough, was appointed his laundress, and Abigail's brother, Jack Hill, was made one of Gloucester's gentlemen of the bedchamber. Burnet lectured Gloucester for hours at a time on subjects such as the federal constitutions of Europe and law before the time of Christianity. Burnet also encouraged Gloucester to memorize facts and dates by heart. Government ministers inspected Gloucester's academic progress every 4 months, finding themselves amazed by his wonderful memory and good judgment. His childhood troop was disbanded, and King William made him the honorary commander of a real regiment of Dutch foot guards. In 1699, he attended the trials in the House of Lords of Lord Mohun and Lord Warwick, who were accused of murder. Mohun was acquitted, Warwick was found guilty of manslaughter, but escaped punishment by pleading privilege of peerage. Section 3, Death. As he neared his 11th birthday, Gloucester was assigned Mary's old apartments in Kensington Palace. At his birthday at Windsor, on July 24th, 1700, he was said to have overheated himself while dancing. By nightfall, he was suffering from a sore throat and chills. The physicians could not agree on a diagnosis, and he developed a high fever. Radcliffe thought he had scarlet fever, while others thought it was smallpox. Gloucester was bled, to which Radcliffe strongly objected. He told his colleagues, "You have destroyed him, and you may finish him." He prescribed blistering, which was no more effective. Prince William died on July 30th, 1700, with his parents beside him. An autopsy showed he had an abnormal amount of fluid in the ventricles of his brain. King William, who was in the Netherlands, wrote to Marlborough, "It is so great a loss to me, as well as to all England, that it pierces my heart." Anne was prostrate with grief, taking to her chamber. In the evenings, she was carried into the garden to divert her melancholy thoughts. Gloucester's body was moved from Windsor to Westminster on the night of August 1st, and he lay in state in the Palace of Westminster before being entombed in the royal vault of the Henry VII Chapel in Westminster Abbey on August 9th. As was usual for royalty in mourning, his parents did not attend the funeral service, instead remaining in seclusion at Windsor. In an allusion to Prince William's death, Tory politician William Shippen wrote, "So by the course of the revolving spheres, whene'er a new discovered star appears, astronomers with pleasure and amaze upon the infant luminary gaze. They find their heavens enlarged, and wait from thence some blessed, some more than common influence. But suddenly, alas, the fleeting light, retiring, leaves their hopes involved in endless nights." Gloucester's death destabilized the succession, as his mother was the only person remaining in the Protestant line to the throne established by the Bill of Rights, 1689. Although Anne had 10 other pregnancies after the birth of Gloucester, all her subsequent children died, either in the womb or immediately after birth. The English Parliament did not want the throne to revert to a Catholic, so it passed the Act of Settlement, 1701, which settled the throne of England on a cousin of King James, Sophia, Electress of Hanover, and her Protestant heirs. Anne succeeded King William in 1702 and reigned until her death on August 1, 1714. Sophia predeceased her by a few weeks, and Sophia's son George ascended the throne as the first British monarch of the House of Hanover. Section 4. Titles, Styles, Honors, and Arms. William was styled as His Royal Highness Prince William, Duke of Gloucester. Section 4.1. Honors. Knight of the Garter. Granted January 6, 1696. 4.2. Arms. Gloucester bore the royal arms, differenced by an inashutan of the Danish coat of arms and a label of 3 points argent, the center point bearing a cross gules. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 Unported License, available at creativecommons.org/licenses/BA-SA/3.Z.